This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Very scary, kids. And I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
No American Idol for me tonight.
Good for you. Be strong.
Not going to do it.
Hang in there.
Not going to do it.
I really don't think you're giving up that much.
Not going to do it.
What do you mean?
I just, you know, I mean, I don't feel the same way about that show as I do about 24 when I'm coming home really, like, planning my whole night around it.
Right.
I mean, if something came up, I'd be out of there.
But I used to.
Right.
I used to really run home.
You've grown.
Like a queer girl.
Mm-hmm. But as that guy that called you said, there will be a time
maybe
when we're all going to be saying, hey, you got to watch it tonight, see who gets voted off.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Not.
Let's see. Let's see what happens.
Let's see. Buzz is with you because he's never watched it.
Right.
I know, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna have to be strong with me on this.
I'm going to try. I'm sure I have to. Call me if you need it.
Don't be surprised if you see my number on caller ID one of these nights at 8 o'clock.
You're going to be like the guy on the commercials that stays a minute past 5 o'clock at the office. The stuntman for Miller. Is it Miller Lite?
Yeah. And
great. Now, another great ad campaign.
Have you seen the one where he goes shopping with his girlfriend during the playoffs?
You know, by skipping American Idol, you're not just harming yourself. You're harming others. I have no one to call.
You're hurting America.
Last week, I almost had to speak to my wife. Almost.
All right, let's get back to the ass on the phone.
Yes.
Hello, ass.
Ass from Frisco, checking in.
All right, so now let's get the circumstances straight. In real life, our station in Sacramento,
mm-hmm,
that we're very protective of, and our audience that we adore no matter what we say,
right,
on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We hate it when the show is interrupted out there.
Yeah, I mean, we could, other markets around the country, we could kind of look the other way. This is a market that's been with us for a long time.
So you call and you say that the Kings have traded some guy whose name ends in a vowel.
First thing he says is we're off the air.
Yeah. Or maybe not a vowel, maybe it was a consonant. Either way, a foreign guy. You say they've, mm-hmm, traded some guy, and they're announcing it, and they're taking you off for the rest of the day, and they're going to have the sports guy come in, and they're going to have an hour-long discussion about this.
And you say it joyfully.
Now,
there's joy in his disappointment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's Sacramento.
As it turns out, you're wrong on so many fronts, as we know now.
That they simply broke in with a bulletin and announced that our show, as has been the case many times, will be preempted one half hour early due to the pregame show for the Kings.
And all they did was break into the thing saying that they traded this guy.
And
you know, and they're allowed to do that.
Were you kind of hearing what you wanted to hear?
No, I called in before I even heard about the trade. I called in, I was holding, I had a joke about Edgar.
Okay, so you called in with a totally different subject matter,
yes,
and then you were listening on your station as you were waiting on hold and this happened?
Definitely.
Yeah, while I was on hold to talk about Edgar, I heard on the radio, I got a little transistor, and Grant Napier came in and announced the trade,
mm-hmm,
and he said, we will be talking about this trade extensively this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, that's when their show is on.
That's right.
Their show is on in the afternoon.
Later this afternoon. He didn't say we're going to break into the show now and discuss this now.
No, but there's a 3-hour difference here, so I thought it would be on right away.
What do you mean there's a 3-hour?
No, wait a minute. Is this a defense, you moron?
He thought Grant was going to break into our afternoon instead of his.
Wait a minute. There's a 3-hour difference. What the frig does it matter? Out there where you are,
it's afternoon here and it's afternoon there.
Yeah, but they discuss, they bring him up right to the podium right when it happens. And they talk about it.
Well, what are you talking about?
They bring who to the podium? From what?
Our test and what's his name?
Oh, God, what's his name? God!
So they trade for Ron Artest. Is that a fact?
Yes.
Okay. And
are you watching the press conference on TV simultaneously, Mr. Multitasker?
No, but it was going to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. When did you say they brought a guy up to the podium? What are you talking about?
What guy did they bring to the podium?
The general manager.
How did you know that? When they broke him with the bulletin? Is that what they were saying?
No, I switched off the Fox.
You switched off the what?
The Fox radio.
Fox. Switched off the Fox radio.
I am so confused by this idiot.
We're
not on, to do.
We're not on Fox radio. We're on KHTK.
I know, but I have a little radio that has buttons and I can go to different stations.
All right, so hold on a second. So you left our station to turn another station on.
Yes, because of his incredible attention deficit disorder.
Dexterity.
Was it on the other station that you heard them saying that they were bringing him to the podium?
Yes.
Then why do we give a flying F what some other station is doing?
If Grant Napier says that we're going to be discussing the trade immediately.
Why are you defending yourself?
Well,
you're wrong.
You are so dumb. Hi, cable guy.
Well, hi. I got a little more info on this. I checked on ESPN.com, and sir, you have the story completely wrong.
Wow.
The only people that are reporting this thing right now are Stojakovic's agent. The team won't comment yet until it passes through the NBA and gets approved there. So the general manager was not anywhere on a podium.
No,
Why did KHTK break in if there's...
Well, the agent of Stojakovic is saying that it's happening, but it hasn't.
It's normal. Normal when there's a trade, an agent or something, if they have a breaking story, they say they have it. You know, there's a tentative trade.
Right.
They do that all the time. That's a breaking news story. Mm-hmm. What I'm confused about is what this guy is saying.
And why are you listening to something on Fox Sports Radio and then turning on our station and calling us to tell us about it?
And what are you saying about a podium?
The podium up at the... The Kings Arco Arena.
The podium at the arena. What about the podium? There would be nobody.
They call a press conference to announce that we are in the midst of.
Who did? Hold on. Who said that? Who said they did?
Sacramento press guys.
Who said they did?
Whoever was.
Who said they called a press conference?
Chris Myers.
What station? Was it on our station?
No, he's on Fox.
Then why do we care, you stupid ass?
Because Grant Napier came on your station.
No, no, no!
This is qualified.
You're stupid!
No, I'm not.
God damn, you're stupid. You're so stupid. Now, which one was for abortion, Roe or Wade? Really,
I don't know
the answer.
I know that the Roe v. Wade decision is the decision that upheld abortion. I don't know the details of it.
Which one of them?
Abortion rights.
Which one of them was for it?
I don't know, Don. I really don't know.
I really got to know.
I'll let you know.
Because that's going to be this guy's last name.
Your pro-choice is what you're saying.
I prefer Wade.
What was that?
I prefer Wade.
Coat hanger says what?
We're even dealing with this guy's comment about a podium and a press conference, which I think is in error.
Yeah.
Because if an agent is reporting a tentative deal that's going to trade a guy from one team to another, there would not be an immediate press conference. And if you're talking about a podium, then that confuses me even further.
No, because general manager go up to the podium.
General manager,
are you speculating this?
Announce to the local media that there is a trade in the works.
Okay, now you're saying that a general manager for the Kings, spoke at a press conference and indicated there is a trade in the works.
Yes,
that's very rare. Also,
and you heard this this while you were listening to Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And right now, is Don speaking to you from a podium or not from a podium?
He's probably standing because he's pissed.
Now, you're just making a lot of assumptions, including the assumption that they do this all the time. I don't think that in any sport, general managers have press conferences.
Listen.
Have press conferences to say that there's a trade in the works.
No,
it doesn't
don't.
Happen.
No, you don't.
Yes, because Ron Artest has been on the block for 3 months.
That doesn't matter.
Listen, we don't care. We don't care. Frankly, you know what? Why aren't you calling Chris Myers with this?
At home.
Yeah. How come you're not calling Chris Myers, telling him what we've done on our show? Why are you calling us, telling us something that happened on another radio station? And trying to weave it into this.
There's a very, very important fact here.
No. First, it was on your station.
There's a very important fact here. I'm going to say that on our station, that a press conference was not announced.
You should have been aborted.
No, Grant Nation.
And it should have been one of the worst. It should have been like, I'm talking. I'm talking like Vietnam.
Like Dances with Wolves?
What I'm saying is go rent yourself a nice Vietnam-era movie and check out the way that they treated their chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, it's amazing. He's arguing still about the podium, but not about his own abortion.
Let's not put your mom through an abortion. Let's just kill your mom.
All right. Mom lives in Horsville.
But we would have to go back in time.
My mom lives in Horsville.
Would you not admit that you perhaps have made statements in error because you haven't really thought it through?
Or you didn't listen?
Would you admit that?
Yes.
All right, Al, we need to know your full name. Is it Albert, Alvin? What's Al short for?
Al.
What's it short for?
Ben.
Alvin, of course it is. What's your last initial?
Wade.
No, I need Alvin. Your last initial.
M.
M. All right.
Good.
Alvin M.
I'm going to get the book. I've been a 6-year listener. I'm the only listener in San Francisco.
Alvin BFD. You know, this never would have happened if your mom wouldn't have met that sailor.
Right.
None of this would have happened.
Look what he's done to our show today.
Yeah. Look at this. You know, that's why I tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike.
There are some things you should never throw away that we take for granted now in our
society.
Shut
up, Alvin. Don's talking.
They're both made out of the same material, roughly.
Yes.
First is the United States penny.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. I keep them in a jar. They're worth money. The second thing that's made out of a similar material is a wire hanger. There will come a time.
Yeah.
Trust me. You always want to carry a bag of pennies with you. And a bag of wire hangers.
Bag of wire hangers. You're never without them.
Because you never know when you want to stop a future Donna Mike listener.
Yes, like Alvin.
From joining the world.
Right.
No wire hangers.
Right. Thanks, Alvin. You retain that.
Alvin, you are going.
Congratulations. You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club. You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
That's right.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
That's it. You're in the book.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
What that means is now if you ever try to call again, we've got your number.
And
you're not going to be able to get through.
Right. As much as you like being referred to as Alvin M., we have a new name for you.
Yeah.
And that is 000 stroke, not not, stroke, bagel, bagel, 4, 3.
43.
No, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Now, hold on. We're getting many emails from Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Johnny writes, Dear Don and Mike, this guy you have on the air right now is full of S, and what a dumbass. They did break in to let Grant Napier announce a trade.
Uh-huh.
He works for the Kings.
Right.
He is in Philadelphia. Stated they would talk about this in the pregame show. The break of him talking, cutting into your show, was 18 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I would be glad to send you the MP3. Rip this guy a new one. He's a total ass and will not shut up.
Right.
I wish you had been aborted.
Huh.
And again, that comes from Johnny.
Right. Hi-o.
Johnny.
You know, thanks so much. Johnny. Wild stuff.
Now, as always, when someone goes into the book and it means you can't call anymore,
right.
We do like to give you one last sign off.
Yes, so it's all up to you, sir.
I gave you the last word.
What?
Oh,
hung up on
him. Gone.
There he goes.
Alvin.
Did you hear him try to get the? Give me the last word.
Really?
You hear that little ass? I want more payback now.
I'm trying to decide if that was satisfying or
that
not.
That wasn't because of what he did.
Yeah.
Because he was, in his retardation, he was smart enough to do that little thing at the end that made me angry. I'm hello. Flying to California tonight.
Don and Mike, hello.
This is me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Good start. Okay, whatnot.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southern Maryland.
Not from Sacramento.
Okay, very
good. Not from Sacramento.
Then proceed, friend.
Oh, hello, friend. I realized that I put in my wrist calling after that tool, and I did not call for the express purpose of calling, of busting your balls, Mr. O'Meara. But when you mentioned the ad, the great beer ad campaign, apparently it's not that great a campaign because you did get the company wrong.
Is it Bud Light instead of Miller Light?
Yeah, it's Bud Light.
Oh, well, whoop-dee-doo.
Again,
and I asked, I said, is it Miller Light?
Listen,
and you did. I acknowledge that, but you did say what a, hello?
Yeah.
No, you're still on the air.
Oh, okay. You did say what a great
campaign. Hold on a second.
Hey, guess what?
Yes, sir?
It's 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year of the ass on the Don and Mike show. If you check your Chinese calendar, it's the year of the ass.
Yes.
And this is going to be the year we accept no back talk and no nitpicking.
Congratulations.
Two at once.
Selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive listeners club.
Yeah, Mike, I would just like to say that it really wasn't, it wasn't Miller Lite, it was Bud Light.
All the privileges that you with said title.
Didn't I?
And I indicated when I was talking about it that I didn't know which beer it was.
Which is to be placed prominently in your
front. Didn't I even say something about, I was screaming about something that I realized that I was nitpicking and that it would, if someone called us with that, I would get mad about it, but too bad.
Good day, sir.
Well, good day. Well, that's the hypocrite in me coming out. Oh. You tool, you're in the book.
First
your
name
history.
And last initial.
Please have mercy.
No, go to hell.
First name and last initial.
Jason S. or Jason C. I can't even get my name right.
Jason C.
Very good, Jason C.
Let's go with S. Let's not bring your mom into this and mention C.
All right, Jason. Zero, 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 stroke. Zero, zero, stroke. Zero, zero, four. Four.
That's it.
Number 44.
See what you've made us do?
See
what you've made us do?
Bad Jason.
Yes, sir.
Bad.
I'm a bad Jason. Yes, sir.
All right, but we do give you the last word as we give all of our bookings.
Bookings. Top.
You know, getting that one, and I think we just have to accept that. Mm-hmm. They'll never trouble us again.
That's right.
Although, you know, just not satisfying enough.
No, it isn't satisfying. We've got to come up with something else because...
Not satisfying.
They all know that little trick.
They're on to it.
Yeah.
The little small brains have enough of their gray matter dedicated to that one segment of the show where they try to get a little mini-minute. They try to get that in there before we hang up on them.
Not anymore.
You know, we will have a staff meeting. And we will find a way to combat these idiots.
People should never underestimate just how petty, devious, and underhanded we can be.
By the way, the book is available at Amazon.com.
And people always ask, why does Rob put all those bagels, zeros, and aughts in front of the name? Right. Well, we want to have room.
Exactly. Right.
We have big plans.
Oh, now we've got the Joe interview coming up. And listen, in the next break, I'm going to be turning about 10 minutes of the show over to Doughy-Headed Joe, which is always an experience. I think the setup on this, is it the college kids, right?
World Beer Pong Champions.
The World Beer Pong Champions. Now,
perfect. You got a perfect interviewer for that.
I just want to say, I don't have a lot of faith in Joe handling 10 minutes by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So stand by. If Joe needs some phone calls, we may let you play a little. How about that? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Very good.
E to E, Jew to Jew,
sure.
Gay to Gay, yeah, Larry. Virtually any of the fabulous comedic interviewing styles that we've honed and refined over the years.
Very good.
The only way to save the Joe Show
may
be for the callers to call in and do some bits while Joe's talking. That is, you know, just a backup.
Yes.
Not that I don't think that Joe can carry 10 minutes with a guy.
Good backup. But it's important to have a backup.
But I'm worried about Joe since, I guess it was on Friday's show, when we had, God, if you think that these people that we've just had on in the last couple of minutes are stupid,
mm-hmm.
You should have heard these two losers that we had on Friday.
Might be the all-time worst contestants we've ever had.
Playing retard trivia. Really, we are playing retarded trivia. We are playing a game called Jeopardy, and the questions are so easy that a retard could get them right. These guys could get nothing right.
None.
And they stunk on ice, and the phones were jammed.
And one guy had, like, a CB radio on in the background.
Mm-hmm. So the phones were jammed, and I said to Joe, all these people calling, why you got to give us the two dumbest guys to call the show today? Those are the parameters that I was given. The parameters.
Right. The parameters, yes. That
parameters.
Was the excuse.
Because I guess there was an entire list. As you know, we go through producers the way that most folks go through socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, as it turns out over the years, as each producer has tried to ingrain him or herself into the position of pretending that they're the boss, mm-hmm. In the back room back there, all kinds of unreasonable
parameters
have been put up. For instance, Joe was supposed to ask people what the Great Lakes were.
Yeah, he's got a series of questions that he uses to screen the contestants for low budget Jeopardy.
Like, who is the president after so and so and before so and so? What's the capital of this? And also, what's the name of Mike's daughter? What's the name of Don's dogs? And what's the name of Rob's kids? And then the last one was nobody on a cell phone.
Right.
Okay, and according to Joe, that was the number one directive that all of our producers have given him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No cell phones.
Handed down over the years.
As it turns out, both of these idiots that were playing the game on Friday
were on cell phones.
Were on cell phones.
Oh, no. So much for the parameters.
The parameters.
But Parameter Boy is going to have a chance to make it right today. He's going to come in here and he's going to wow us.
Well, it's turned into Bitch Session Tuesday.
Yeah, but get ready to fall out of the chair and fall on the ground laughing.
The Joe Show, and we'll need your calls, I'm pretty sure, with Joe and the world champion.
Beer Pong World Champ.
Beer Pong World Champs coming right up.
Excellent. This is the Don and Mike Show.